You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, right here in downtown Denver at the Kuvol Kuvo Studios. That's right, providing you community culture and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and at KUVO.org on the World Wide Web. Check us out. That's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. at 92.9 FM. That's Denver Open Media Station, where the Gospel Train is bringing you the best of great gospel music. You can also check us out. That's every day during the week at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. We have a great show for you today, but I want to give a big shout out to, of course, Cleo Parker Robinson for her 50 year anniversary. Also, KUVO's Ricky O, he'll be DJing today at the La Raza Park from 12 to 5. And Miss Stephanie Summers, that's Colorado's BET Sunday's Best. She is still in the running. She's one of the final contestants. So I'm going to be telling you more about that during the show. But I want you to stay with us as the Gospel Train is coming to you. That's right here as we leave the Kuvo Studios. So here is none other than the Brooklyn Mass Choir to get the train started down the track.
Thank you. Take care. I know. your head. Come on. I need somebody to help me lift him up. I need somebody to help me lift him up. Help me.
God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. You're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here.
University of Denver is joining the fight against COVID-19.
Thank you so much.
From researching a potential vaccine to 3D printing face masks.
If you're looking for a church home, the Wellspring of Jordan International new church is opened. They open July 26th, and they start at 2:30 this afternoon. So if you are looking for a church home, or if you just want to go visit this afternoon, you can go to 13696 East Islip Place in Aurora. That's at the Doubletree Hotel. That's Pastor Mike, Mary, and Jackson Haley. Or you can give them a call at 720-691-6678. Also, I do want to remind you that we're celebrating 50 years for Cleo Parker Robinson. Since the March COVID-19 shutdown, Cleo Parker Robinson Dance and the Arvada Center for the Arts and Humanities are presenting Out of the Box. It's a virtual celebration of dance and historic legacy of the two organizations, of course, with semi-social distancing, of course, is their theme for the 1960s and 70s. So it will be webcast. It started yesterday, Saturday 22nd at 8 o'clock, and of course, it will be streaming online through Friday, August 28th. This program features all the documentary footage of two of Cleo Parker Robinson's her masterworks from the 1980s. That was Run, Sister Run, and The Lust Life. So you definitely want to check it out. That'll be running all week, so you have plenty of time. You can log on to Cleo Parker, cleoparkerdance.org/event for more information. It's August 22nd, which started yesterday, all the way up to next week. So you definitely want to check it out and give her some support. We're celebrating her 50th anniversary. It's a long, long time. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music right after this.
University of Denver is joining the fight against COVID-19. From researching a potential vaccine to 3D printing face masks for essential and frontline workers. We're all in this together. Learn more about how DU is doing their part at du.edu/news/coronavirus.
Hi, I'm Rodney Franks, telling you about this week's Stories of Standards, featuring Norwegian Wood by John Lennon with a bit of help from his friends Paul McCartney and George Harrison. There are some interesting and even contradictory stories behind this song. We invite you to hear some of those stories and some remarkable renditions of Norwegian Wood every morning this week at 7:50 and 8:50 exclusively on Kuvo Jazz, KUVO.org.
Gonna be
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. You know, not every person is going to understand you, and that's okay. You know, they have that right to their opinion, but you also have every right to ignore it. Be you, but be right with you and with God. Well, I do want to remind you that our Ricky O, KUVO, he's going to be DJing today at 12 noon until 5 o'clock at the Liraza Park. That's 1501 West 38th Avenue. So we want to want you to go and have fun, but also be safe. Wear your mask and do what you need to do to not only protect yourself, but protect each other. Also, here we go, Sunday Best. Our girl, Stephanie Summers, she's Colorado Springs, Colorado, is in the race. It's down to two. So let's listen to see what else is going on. I got Miss Neely, who's going to give us a little update about what's going to happen this Sunday. That's right, today, this evening. And you definitely want to check it out because you want to tune in to Sunday's Best. That's right there on BET. Hey, Neely, how are you?
I'm doing pretty fantastic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Well, I'm checking in. I was so excited to see what Stephanie Summers, she's still in the game, and you're down to the last two. So tell me what's going on.
Girl, we had this top three episode called Who Am I, and it opened up with Marvin Sapp singing. And he did pretty good, considering that he's a stellar and Grammy award-winning artist. He lived up to his titles. And he debuted his new single, which I thought was pretty fantastic, and came off pretty good. And then we went to hear what the final three contestants had to sing about, and Stephanie Summers, Jada Spite, and Jamal Roberts sang. But unfortunately, Jamal had to go, and it's the two ladies standing. And it was a good episode. I thought it was really good. We get to see now what's going to happen this coming Sunday, because, girl, these people about to do it. We're about to have a great finale after the Stellars this Sunday on BET at 8 o'clock.
Okay. We will definitely be tuning in. Now, one thing, is there a way for the public to vote? Because that was one thing that I heard Kirk Franklin or someone said, okay, America, it's your turn. So what is it that they have to do in order to vote for their favorite contestant?
Vote for your favorite contestant. Go to BET.com/Sunday Best. That's BET.com. Put the /Sunday Best, and it'll lead you through the process. I think you get 5 to 10 chances to vote for your favorite, and then we'll get to see what happens on Sunday. And the voting closes on Friday at noon.
Okay, so you do that during the week before it actually
airs. Yes, this whole week. This whole week is your opportunity to vote.
Okay. All right, we'll definitely do that and tune in before the show starts on Sunday. Can you do it on Sunday, like Sunday morning as well?
No, ma'am. At Friday at noon, it'll be over.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, thank you so much. We're definitely pulling for our girl from Colorado Springs, Stephanie Summers, because she is definitely anointed and truly, truly best. I was so impressed with the song that she really performed that Warren Campbell had produced for her.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good song. She did a great job, and it was a great episode. They all did good, but I know you have a special place in your heart for the home team, as you should. And we'll see what we get. I think everybody that participates on any show like this is a winner because they get exposed to a national audience and sometimes a global audience. So you just get to take advantage of what this is, and we'll hopefully see Stephanie as well as the other contestants take advantage of this moment and make the most of it. And one more thing, Deborah, this Sunday, we're going to have a star-studded show. It's going to be Karen, the Clark sisters, Kiara Sheard, Erica Campbell, Jonathan McReynolds, Molly Music, last year's winner, Melvin Christel III, and the top two. So it's going to be a star-studded show. So if you ain't getting enough gospel on Sunday with the Stellar Awards, baby, you're going to get more of it on Sunday with BET.
Oh, great.
Sunday Best.
Thank you so much, Neely. God bless you. And we will definitely
have a great
be
day.
Rooting for you and seeing you on Sunday.
That if you drink from the well of God's love, you'll find that it's refreshing. You'll find not only that it's thirst quenching, but it's also soul quenching. It'll make you want to bathe in it, make you want to just get drenched in it, make you want to holler hallelujah and take a swim in it. Take a swim in his goodness, and the next thing you know, you're cleansed, you're saved, and you're one of those lucky ones that's going to heaven while sipping on some cooling water. I'm talking about that holy water, that anointing water, that water that'll make you feel good inside. It'll give you that tingling feeling because you'll know that you've been loved.
Cool and water.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. You know, sometimes all you want to be is understood. You know, and that's what's going on. We got to pray for some peace out here. Church, we got to come together, calm the youth down. All this stuff that's going on, we need serious, serious prayer. And that's from each and every one of us praying for our brothers and our sisters. All of those that are in office, and just each and every one of us. So go with God in all of your ways, and just understand, try to understand each and every other person. Stay with us. I got more great gospel music as we're winding down. And, of course, Canción Mexicana is coming up next.
An altar built, a table spread, a tree that grew, a life was spared. Between two thorns, justice was placed. Blood for the world, yeah. Amazing grace. Oh, how I'm drawn to the cross alone, the place where mercy and sin atone. The place where my sins met therein. Everything changed there. The cross alone. New life begins there. The cross alone. A rugged piece of justice took. A carpenter. A Christ that would give up his life. For a world so lost, to claim his name, sing.
Oh, how I'm drawn to
the cross alone,
place of mercy,
and my sin atone. Song that I got saved on. I need everybody, wherever you are, open your mouth and declare it.
Oh, we all need to head back to the cross. If you don't start, we can start today. And that's bringing the church together and all its people. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me on the gospel train today. I love you and I send love. And I want you to share that love with each and every person that you meet. And remember, people, get ready. You can always ride on the gospel train as we leave the Kuvo studios. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Share that love and go with God in all of your ways. And if God's willing, I will see you next week.
Hi, I'm Andy O, and I love jazz music. I'm on Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Kuvo Jazz. It's The Bright Side. Won't you join me? On Kuvo Jazz, 89.3 FM, KUVO.org.
So people get ready
for the train to Jordan,
picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key.
Open the doors and board.
There's hope for all among those loved the most. Chances grow thinner, for there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's hum. You just thank
news from our